This is Chanel Bunger with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast, and today I'm excited to speak with our regular guest, Rick Kess of RSM, who joins us weekly to share an update on economic trends that he's keeping an eye on. Rick, thank you as always for joining me today. Why don't you take it away and tell us about some of the things that you're seeing out there?
Yeah, glad to be part of the podcast today. As you said, I'm Rick Kess. I'm a partner at RSM. RSM's one of the largest firms providing services to the middle market, and coincidentally, the middle market has a pretty big percentage of ownership from private equity. So through that, we spend a lot of time advising private equity groups and their portfolio companies around different things that are going on. And I think typically when I'm on the podcast, I talk a lot about data, whether it be jobs data, economic data related to interest rates or inflation, things of that nature. And I think one thing that I was thinking about as I was preparing for today's discussion, you know, the piece on economic data related to jobs, the trend that we continue to watch and continue to talk about with our clients is just the difficulty as it relates to finding talent and, what our clients can do about it. I think we really come at it from two perspectives, probably not that novel to anybody, but really focusing around retention. Obviously, if you have people, especially people that are performing at relatively high levels, retaining them is obviously extremely important and, obviously can help your company grow. The other is becoming more efficient and reducing the need related to human capital and having people perform tasks. So one of the things that we've been seeing our clients really emphasize and put a lot of focus around is, around efficiency and how they can be prepared for growth, whether it be organic or inorganic growth. We have a few of our clients right now going through a couple proofs of concepts and other, kind of, I'd say, innovative types of challenges to try to find out ways to use new technology like generative AI and ChatGPT to become more efficient, whether it be back office functions, things that are relatively routine, things within the HR function or things within payroll or things within AP processing, areas of that nature. Or, some of our clients even having some relatively good success related to, even interactions with the outside world and their customers or patients or clients or whoever they're serving. I think in the past, I've talked about the fact that I focus most of my effort around the healthcare industry. And, one of the coolest use cases we're seeing with our clients there is using generative AI to handle patient messaging. As you can imagine, from the pandemic, we've seen an increased amount of patients using online portals and platforms to interact with their providers, whether it be through virtual care or things of that nature, or just even messaging them through a virtual platform of some nature. And the number of messages that providers have had to respond to has gone up considerably and has caused a lot of extra work for, physicians and other healthcare providers. And so we have been working on developing a solution to help with that problem. First, by navigating those questions to the appropriate person, like if somebody sends in the message and says, "Hey, I need a prescription refill," instead of it sitting in the physician's queue to be answered or to be directed to the pharmacy department, ChatGPT can actually read the message and say, "Hey, this message, that should actually be routed over here to the pharmacy," and the physician won't even have to read it. And then additionally, going further and being able to provide prepared draft responses that the provider can review and approve or edit and then send to the client or a patient. So, really looking at opportunities to take workload off of people, partially to reduce their amount of work that they're doing that's not adding value, that perhaps is routine or mundane or not providing a lot of joy to the provider, and then also reducing the need for them to work on non value added or non revenue generating activities. Although some healthcare organizations have started to charge for patient messaging, but generally speaking, it's not a big routine or not a big source of revenue for our clients. So I'd say that's been, taking a lot of our time is really focusing on using technology to change the problem that they have been persistently facing around talent and this talent shortage, and then trying to figure out a way to use that technology to not only improve the talent that you do have experience with working with you, taking some of the things that they don't want to do off their plate, but also reducing your overall need for the number of people in your organization providing that type of service. So that's kind of our takeaways. Really we talk and we track around this data related to job openings or, job occupancy or job, joblessness rates and things of that nature. We talk a lot about those economic trends. Sometimes we don't really connect the dot to, that's great to know. We know that it's tough to hire people and that if we do hire people, their salaries are higher than they were in 2019. But what can we do to become, more efficient so that our problem and our reliance on labor is different than it was in 2019? Because the fact of the matter is it's just tougher and tougher to find people. And the way that the demographics of the current, U.S. census work, generally speaking, it's only going to get more difficult because more and more people are aging into retirement and leaving the labor force. And, we're not going to be able to replace all of those people. So we're going to have to find ways to become more efficient. And really, the use of technology is, I think, going to be the way through that.
Perfect. Well, Rick, I want to thank you, as always, for joining me and sharing all these important insights with us and for once again joining me on the Becker's Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.